Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Brenda? This is Ben.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I see you on the meeting, but it looks like your microphone might be muted. Do you want to use phone audio or computer audio?
It doesn't matter. I don't have a camera, so
Okay,
whatever
either way,
works.
what I can do is I can just share my screen and we'll kind of walk through all the benefits and everything. Now,
Okay.
did you get a chance to take a look at that 7-minute video I sent you earlier that kind of talks about some of the coverages that you're looking at?
Yes, I've been looking.
Okay. Let me ask you this off the bat. Did you have any specific questions from what you saw, or do you want us to run through the whole thing?
I'd probably listen to the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Let me do this then. I'll go ahead and share my screen with you.
Okay.
So.
I did turn the volume up. I don't know if that helped. It shows that it's not muted.
I don't know why my side shows that you're muted, but that's not a big deal. Either which way, we can get it to work. So let's do this. I'm going to share my screen with you. Entire screen. Okay, cool. Can you see my screen here?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this is going to be the main health insurance brochure that we look at here today. Now, first thing you'll notice on our brochure is that we offer this plan as a fixed benefit health and income protection plan. Right to the health insurance, but we also call it protection. And the reason we call it protection is just because any of the unused benefits will actually pay back to you as a policyholder when it comes to claims. And like I said, I'll kind of show you some examples as we kind of come through here, okay?
Okay.
So if we go to the top of our next page here, you'll notice we have a lot of different plan options that we can kind of pick and choose from. Now, no matter what levels we choose, they're all going to come with the same $5 million lifetime maximum. So what that means for us is our policies are going to be guaranteed renewable. So we're not going to kick you off to the claim like a car insurance company or something like that might do. Okay.
Okay.
Now, first thing we have here is going to be our calendar year max benefit per insured person. So you can see we're offering $250,000, $500,000, and $1 million per person per calendar year. So now, with a quote we actually put together for you guys, it's going to come with a $500,000. Now, reason we do it this way is just in case, God forbid, let's say we jump on the plan and January rolls around, we end up having a heart attack. Well, let's say we're having a real rough year and maybe April, May rolls around, we end up coming down with some form of cancer. We just want to make sure we have plenty of money to take care of whatever we need here. Okay.
Okay.
Now, next thing we have here would be our different benefit levels. So again, you can see our value, our plus, and our preferred plan, also known as our 1-unit, 2-unit, or 3-unit. So people will typically stop me and they always ask, well, what's a unit? So I like to tell people, think of it kind of like a bronze, silver, gold level tier. So our value, or what we call our 1-unit plan, which would be like our entry-level plan, and our preferred plan or 3-unit plan would be our best plan. So again, one we're going to be looking at today is going to be our most popular version, which is going to be the plus or 2-unit plan. So same what I've got for myself and my family here. And then over here under our calendar year confinement deductible. So do note, these are going to be confinement deductibles only. So what that means for us is our deductibles are only going to be applicable if we stay more than 24 hours in the hospital. So even if you go in the hospital at 10 a.m., but you're out by 8 p.m., you're still not having to pay deductible, right? It's only if they keep you more than 24 hours that it comes into play here. So we're not paying any kind of crazy deductibles for certain things like doctor visits, prescriptions, even outpatient surgery and cancer treatment. There's no deductible has to be paid here. Okay. So the deductible we're actually looking at is going to be the $5,000 deductible. So now, if we come down here just a little further, you'll now see our
Okay, hang on a
value.
second. What was the
Okay.
benefit level that you had on there?
So we're looking at the plus plan, the 2-unit
Okay.
plan. This is our
Okay.
most popular version. I'd say probably about 95% of all our clients go with the same one. And like I was saying, this
Okay.
is the same one I've got for myself and my family here too for the last 7, 8 years, something like that.
Okay.
So, but when we're looking at it down here, we have value, plus, and preferred plan. So, like I said, we're looking under this plus column. So, it's going to be all these benefits down the middle. And now, as we go through this, Brenda, you're going to notice that everything's going to be very broken down into all the little charges they happen to charge for. whether it be your hospital system, your facility, your doctor's office, or what have you. So first thing we have here, your hospital admission benefit. Now, what this is this is actually the insurance company saying, hey, in the event you end up in the hospital, actually have to pay this deductible, they're actually going to give you the first $2,000 to help you along with your $5,000 deductible. So it, you know, really kind of shakes out to be more like a $3,000 deductible. Now, the reason the insurance company does it this way versus coming out saying, hey, you have a $3,000 deductible, is because this will really put a lot more power back into your hands as a policyholder when it actually comes time to negotiating that deductible. So what I typically recommend to all my clients is at the end of your hospital stay, somebody's going to come to your room or they're going to mail you that bill in the mail saying, hey, you owe us $5,000. Well, what you can tell the hospital is, look, I'll pay $25 payments or $50 payments for the next X amount of years until I pay this thing off, or I'll just give you $2,000 in one shot and we call it even. So more often than not, we're seeing these hospital systems go ahead and negotiate these deductibles down. And that's just because one of the biggest issues hospitals are actually facing right now is actually collecting on people's deductibles, right? You know, a lot of people set up those payments, maybe 9 months in or 18 months in, they say, hey, can't afford to pay this anymore. They just quit paying on it. But again, let's just say worst case scenario, they're not willing to negotiate with you. It's really more like having a $3,000 deductible. Okay. Now, next thing we have here is going to be your hospital confinement as both a covered result of covered injury or sickness. So on this benefit, I'll typically tell people to think of hospital confinement kind of like your all-inclusive resorts, right? Because, of course, when you pay for an all-inclusive resort, what you're actually paying for is all the food you're eating and the actual room you're staying in, right? Your room and board. Well, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is the largest hospital foundation here in the U.S., they're actually based in Southern California, they say that the national average for hospital confinement is right at $2,800 per day. So you could see the reason we don't typically go with our value plan, right? You may have enough coverage for the first few days that you're in, but beginning day four and beyond, we'd be responsible for that difference, right? So that's the reason we're looking at our plus plan. It's going to be paying $3,000 per day. So in that same benefit example of them charging the $2,800, not only will we go ahead and take care of your hospital confinement, but the excess $200 we left on top would actually be paid back to you as a policyholder. And so that's how the income protection feature is going to work here on this plan. And I'll let you share a real life example. This would be down here towards the cancer claim. But again, the reason we're paying a little bit more for the first few days here is because if you've ever been to the hospital, you know they typically front and load a lot of those charges. So that means they're charging a little bit more for the first few days. So of course, we pay a little bit more for the first few days. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if we went in for an injury and had hospital confinement, we pay $4,000 a day for these rooms. Reason we pay a little bit more for injury rooms, they're typically considered ICU rooms, like intensive care unit rooms. And because they have a little bit more equipment in them, of course, they charge a little bit more money. But on average, the ICU is typically ranging about $3,300 to about $3,500 a day. Right? So we're paying $4,000 for those. Next one actually is ICU, and you can see we pay for that same way here. Next couple of things down here, we are going to be observation stays for sickness and injury. We cover these just like regular hospital confinement, just depending on where you're at. If you happen to be in a hospital up north or something, sometimes they call it an observation stay versus just regular confinement. But we cover it the same way, either which way they want to classify it. Now, next couple of things down here, we have our confinement hospital for mental illness. We have a rehab facility, skilled nurse facilities. You can see we're paying for those. Now, next thing we have here is going to be our outpatient hospital or ambulatory surgical center when we're having surgeries performed. Now, Brenda, are you kind of familiar with these types of places, or do you kind of know what these places are?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then as you know, more often than not, these are going to be those privately owned clinics that are popping up all over the major cities right now that do those day surgeries for in and out same day. Now, these buildings, they can still actually be attached to the hospital system, so they also know them as outpatient hospitals. But either which way, if we go in for a surgery performed under general anesthesia, which should be like a normal, you know, shoulder surgery, knee surgery, but actually put you to sleep for the surgery, we're going to pay $3,000 your facility fee. And again, this is just pertaining to the actual facility fee itself. Of course, you do pay separately for the surgery, the anesthesia, the assistant, and kind of so on down the line there. So essentially what we're saying here is we're covering this just like if you were staying in the hospital for 24 hours, because technically with these types of surgeries, you can actually be in those types of surgery rooms for up to 24 hours. So same thing. Now,
so
if we went in for
I just figured out something. They're now doing knee replacement. They're now doing knee replacement and not putting people under general anesthesia. That's why, because the money.
Well, so normally, what general anesthesia means is they're just putting you to sleep. So
I know,
if you're doing
but
like
they're not doing that now. They're doing like a spinal block and stuff and doing surgeries without general anesthesia.
I've not heard of that yet. Honestly, I've never heard of someone getting knee replaced.
I just had a friend that had it last week. They're all doing it now without putting them. I now know why.
Yeah, because it costs a little bit more. That makes more sense. Well, I mean, either which way, we can do it the other way too if you really want to be awake while they're doing the surgery. But you know, either which way, we still cover it whether you're awake or you're not awake. It just is going to depend on how much the facility fee is going to be paid at. Because if they keep you awake and it's not requiring general anesthesia, all this means is local anesthesia. So they are keeping you awake, like what you're talking about. So on that, we would just pay $1,500 because usually you're in and out within an hour or two versus taking up the room all day. So of course they don't tip you the full rate there as well. So that's probably what you're talking about. Were your friends in and out pretty quickly?
Yeah. Knee replacement at home in 4 hours.
Wow, that's crazy fast.
But what's crazy is they're actually doing a lot better because they don't have to come out of the general.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, either which way, we'll cover it. It just going to depend on how much we're covering of the facility fee or what the amount is.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're in there a little bit less, of course we pay a little bit less. That's all we're saying here. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, the next thing we're looking at here is going to be your outpatient radiation therapy, chemotherapy, or immunotherapy benefit. So this is going to be all of our cancer treatment here. So on this one, I'll typically tell people that even our value plan is oftentimes going to have enough coverage in this. A good example, my dad actually had prostate cancer about 5 or 6 years ago now. And when he was going in for his prostate cancer treatment, he was going to the most expensive facility here in North Texas, which is right over here in Plano, Texas, off Parker and the Tollway. And every day he would go in that facility, they would charge him $700. Right? So you can see these in the value plan would have plenty of coverage on this. But of course, being that we're looking at the plus plan, it's going to pay $1,500 a day, just insure with US doctors, hospitals, facilities, no matter where we happen to be here. Now, I told you I'd share a life example of a cancer claim, and this will actually be right here. Okay. So this patient's name is David. Now, David actually had stage 4 esophageal cancer. Now, esophageal cancer is actually considered a specialty type of cancer here in the U.S. And of course, being that it was stage 4, it was the most invasive type of cancer. But you can see here back on January 4th that he'd gone in for radiation treatment at Florida Cancer Specialist in Florida. And his total bill for that day was right at $587. Now, of course, being that he was in our PPO network, he received a network discount of $230.46, which brought his total cover charge up to being $356.54. So now, if you look over here under David's total payable benefit, you'll see it was $2,250. Now, the reason David's benefit was a little bit higher here is because David actually had our preferred plan. He was one of those guys who said, hey, I'm still saving $700-$800 off my Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, even if I go with your best plan. So, of course, just made a little more sense in this case. But you can see we paid the provider, right, the $356.54 they were asking for. So David's net benefit, or also referred to as excess indemnity benefit, was the amount of $1,893.46. So this bottom half of the image here was actually one of those real-life checks we made out to David in the amount of $1,893.46 for that day worth of radiation. And so over the course of David actually going in for his cancer treatment, him getting 28 different checks very similar to this one that were all ranging in kind of different amounts, that it all totaled to be just shy of $60,000 in overages from his cancer treatment. So not only was David able to get all of his cancer treatment completely covered through the insurance, but that excess almost $60,000 that was left on top was actually able to be paid back to David and his family as policyholders. And so that's going to kind of be a deeper dive in how the income protection feature works. Does that kind of make sense to you so far, Brenda?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's
okay,
kind
perfect.
Of what's been, that's kind of what's been going on. You know, the kids go to the doctor for their well check, and then they get a check for $17 or something.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, that would be like a smaller version, like a smaller scale of what it is.
Yeah.
This would be something bigger, like cancer or surgery, something like that.
Yeah.
It's normally going to just be a bigger amount is what it is, typically.
Yeah.
Perfect. So next thing we're going to take a look at is going to be all of our professional services. So first thing we have here is going to be our inpatient healthcare practitioner benefit. So these are going to be the actual doctors that we come in contact with when we're actually in the hospital. So normally your nurses, your staff, and everyone else will be rolled up your actual confinement charge. Your doctors will typically bill you separately. And they typically like to tack on an extra $50 to $100 a day. So we're paying them right at $120. Okay. Now, next thing we have here is going to be our surgical benefit. So you can see we're paying one time, two times, or three times the surgical schedule. So now, the surgical schedule the insurance company actually uses is the Medicare schedule of benefits. So really what we're saying here is we're going to pay one time, two times, or three times what Medicare pays for surgery. So again, kind of give you a good example of this. Let's say you're going in for a $10,000 surgery, and Medicare says, hey, we'll pay $6,000. Well, again, being that we're looking at the plus plan, it's going to pay double what Medicare pays, meaning it will pay $12,000 for the same $10,000 surgery. So again, in that case, not only would the surgery be completely covered through the insurance, but the excess $2,000 you left on top would actually be paid back to you as a policyholder. So same thing goes for assistant surgeon, anesthesiologist, all that good stuff, paying double the surgical schedule and that stuff as well. Now, if we have to have any inpatient pathology or radiology, anything like that, this will be the actual radiologist fee for that person that comes around with the cart and the x-ray machine, that kind of stuff to your room when you're going, when they go room to room for that stuff as well. So next thing I'm going to take a look at is going to be all of our outpatient benefits. This will be your more day-to-day stuff like doctor visits, prescriptions, preventative care, all that good stuff. So first thing we have here is going to be our physician benefit. So these are going to be actual doctor visits here. So like we were talking this morning, we're going to get 16 visits per person per calendar year. And of those 16 visits, we're going to pay $120, okay? So kind of that same example I was giving you earlier. Typically when I go see my doctor, just like any other insurance, I walk in, hand my insurance card to the people up front, they will typically bill $185 to the insurance. But because my doctor is in network with the Aetna First Health PPO network, I not only get the network discount, which brings that $185 doctor visit down to $95, but the insurance company will turn around and pay the $95 to the office for the visit, and the extra $25 that's left on top automatically gets paid back to me as the policyholder. So it sounds similar to like what they currently have with the extra $17. It's just going to depend on how much their doctor's charging. So it should probably still fall right in line.
Because they did have a problem. One of the kids got tubes in her ears, and then when it was time to go back, the EMT didn't take them anymore, and she called to find out where she needed to go, where was an EMT that would take them, and they said they had no EMT in the plan.
So that's not correct. So with us, the EMT will fall under this right here. So here's what I would tell you to do. If that happens again where Jody and them have to take the kids in for something like that and they're saying there's not something in network, here at American Ally, one of the things that we do differently is we have our own in-house advocacy program. And they can help with a lot of different things like filing claims, reviewing claims. One of the bigger functions what they actually do is like both pre-pricing of procedures like surgery, CT scans, MRIs. They'll try to help pre-negotiate those services on the front end just to keep within the benefits. They can also help you on the back end if you get some sort of crazy bill in the mail. They'll try to help you negotiate it down, not completely off in a lot of cases. But they can also help with what you're talking about, like doctor lookup and things like that. So like if you need an ENT or a gastroenterologist, cardiologist, something like that, you can just call the 800 number and they can actually help you look that stuff up and try to find you one that's close to your area If you need someone who's like a Spanish speaker or for a male or female doctor, something like that, they can filter all that stuff for you.
Okay, because
but there's plenty of
ENTs
here in the
North
Texas.
We have no ENT.
I'm wondering if they talked to someone at the insurance company, and maybe the person they spoke to was telling them they don't have an ENT on staff at the insurance company. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
No, they said that doctor is not in it anymore, and we don't have any other ones. So
at the doctor's office or at the insurance company?
No, the insurance company. But like I said, the problem was there was kind of no that. Did I tell you this story? Anyway, the agent they were using died.
Right, I remember you told me that.
So,
let's do this. Let's take a look, and I'll find some ENTs in your area right there. What's their zip code?
76028.
It's 028. Okay. Yeah, we'll just search within 15 miles. And then... here we go. ENT, add them to the list. Okay, let's just search for ENT so we can come up with. Because I know for sure that we definitely have them here in North Texas. They're all over the place. So just within 15 miles of their zip code, there's 34 matches for ENT specifically. These are, I can't
right.
say this correctly.
But see, I don't.
Otolaryngology.
I don't think they had any access to any of this because they kind of didn't have anybody to talk to. It was kind of weird trying to get a hold of somebody.
Yeah. Some of these agents that work with the insurance company, sometimes they're like a smaller outfit. Like they might be a one-man shop or something like that.
When they die, the problem.
Yeah. I don't even want to say if I die. But if I did die, we've got plenty of people here that can definitely still answer your questions and whatnot.
So
we're like a whole outfit.
So this is still through the same insurance, but are you saying this is a different plan than what they have now?
I'm not sure what exact plan they have. It sounds to me like you were talking multi-plan PHCS earlier. I'm thinking they may have had the older version of this. This is the newest version of what we have. So the benefits are going to be quite a bit more robust. Like there's quite a bit. We pay a lot more on like doctor visits. We pay more on the hospitalization, surgery, all that stuff. Multi-plan PHCS we haven't had for like 4 or 5 years now.
Okay, so it's still Philadelphia American, but it's a different plan.
Right. This is going to be the upgraded version of what they currently have, I would imagine.
Okay. So what would happen if they switch over to this? Are they going to have waiting periods and stuff, even though they've been in it, or what?
So you have two waiting periods on the plan, right? So the first waiting period is we do have a 60-day waiting period from the time the policy until they'll have access to their preventative care benefits, so like annual checkups, annual labs, that kind of stuff. That's going to have a 60-day waiting period. The only other waiting period we have, and I think we said this wasn't an issue earlier, but we have a 12-month wait on the known pre-existing conditions. So it's not anything they don't know about, but for example, if they went and saw their doctor in the last 12 months and said, hey, I'm having some knee pain, and the doctor recommends a knee surgery, then, of course, they wouldn't just be able to hop on the plan to get the knee surgery right away. But I think you said they didn't have anything that's pre-existing right now that you know of, right?
No. I mean, like eczema or, ADHD, but not
let me ask you this. Do you know what kind of medication? Is it just one kiddo that's got ADHD?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Because do you know the name of the prescription that they're taking for it? Is it like Adderall or is it Vyvanse?
Hang on a second. I've got it here. I only know the generic name. Dexmethaphenidate.
Okay, let's look real fast. I think it's probably the same version that most people take. Let's see.
It's Focalin.
Focalin? Let's take a look. Do you know about how much they're paying for it right now?
I don't. It's a generic for Focalin, so.
Okay, and it's not the extended release, right? It's just the regular one?
I don't know. I can look at that. I had a picture of it.
Because if it's dexmethylphenidate, it says the most common dosage is 10 milligrams twice daily.
It is 10 milligrams extended release.
Okay, let's look at Focalin XR. Focalin XR generic. There we go. Okay, so if we're looking at the Focalin extended release, is it 10 milligrams once a day?
Yes.
Okay, so like CVS has this for $37 and some change. So Target has it for, let's see here, same thing, $37 and some change. So you can get it at Target or CVS, either which one. Those are probably going to be your best bets for that. I guess this is in Dallas. Let me bring your zip code. It was 76028, right?
028.
Take a look. We'll find it over in Burleson. Yeah, so same thing. They've got Target and CVS are going to be the best prices to get it at, and they've got it for $38.
Now, what's the special offer stuff of the 33? What's that about?
The special offer is normally you fill it like one time with them. They give it you a special offer like once or twice. That's why I was telling you the higher price. Realistically, you're going to be paying closer to like the $37 more often. The first couple of times, you'll fill it for $33 and some change.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I would use this. Sometimes they'll let you keep doing it forever, but it's just going to depend on the pharmacist and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the standard coupon is just $37.40.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're saying.
That might even save them some money right there on the prescription.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you have any, like, specific questions, or were we more so just adding his wife to the plan?
I think it
doesn't sound like the pre-existing stuff is going to be an issue for you either.
I mean, that bothers me a bit, having to wait 60 days when they've already been on the plan, you know, just because if they were in a wreck or something, then you've got a problem.
No. So if you're in a wreck or they get sick from day one, they can use the plan. Like, God forbid they end up in a car accident and have to go to the hospital, they have hospitalization, they want to do a surgery, all this stuff's covered from day one. If you get sick and have COVID or something like that from day one, it's all covered. The only thing that's a 60-day waiting period is on your annual checkup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just on your annual stuff. So, like, if his wife needs a mammogram,
okay,
then that stuff she'd have to wait 60 days. It's just on your annual preventative stuff, not
okay,
on your, like, sick visits.
I know at least two of the kids have had their checkups in the last month. I'm not sure about the third one, so.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, then they wouldn't have to worry about anything on that for until next year, and then it may be well beyond the 60-day waiting period. Yeah.
Okay.
So that'd be real easy.
Okay, could you give me prices on all three of these plans, and could you give me prices or tell me a little bit about the dental coverage? Is that
Let me ask you this on the dental coverage itself. Do you have or does Jody have like a specific dentist he likes to see and that he wants to see?
Well, that's kind of what we're trying to figure out. I know it says reimbursement in or out of network, but then it also has a star by it. And
so here's what I'd tell you about our dental plan. Our dental plan is a great dental plan as long as you go within the network. Now, I'll tell you, if his dentist is out of network, if it was me personally, I'd probably say, hey, let's look at some other dental plans. Even though our dental plan is probably going to be the most cost effective, just because when you go out of network with insurance, like especially with dental insurance works a little differently than health insurance does. With health insurance, as long as you have a PPO, usually no problem, right? With dental insurance, it doesn't really matter if you have a PPO, an HMO, a DPO, you know, a POS, any of these different types of plans that they've got out there. You still want to make sure you go within the network, because if you go outside of the network, it does have some coverage on a PPO plan, but it's not going to cover the same way, and usually the panel quite a bit out of pocket for it.
I guess probably my question would be, where is it where you can look it up and see who?
Yeah, I can find it for you. Let's take a look. Provider search. Is he okay with just going to a different dentist? Is that kind of what you're saying? And you're just looking for dentist options?
Okay, here's the bottom line. I was a teacher, and they came in and offered us dental insurance once. And all the teachers started looking at it. And basically, there wasn't a dentist on their plan that hardly spoke English. They were all completely foreigners.
Ours isn't quite that way.
So, you know,
ours definitely isn't that way.
It's not that I'm particularly looking for a specific person, but I just want it to be where I don't feel like I'm going to a third world country if I'm going to a dentist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you. No, so our dental plan accepted it all, like the big box retailers.
There were a couple teachers that did it, and they said,
accepted all the big box retailers like Bear Creek Dentistry, Republic Dental, Mint Dentistry, Monarch Dental, all those places. The only reason I don't personally use our dental insurance is just because I live in Plano, and in the Plano area, all these different dentists are all like private practices and stuff, and they, for the most part, only say like Cigna or Delta. And so our dental plan is about $20 a person for adults. When you have a family plan, it's about $60 to add it on for the entire family. But instead of paying the $20 for myself here with us, I get like a Delta dental plan that costs me like $35 a month. And I only do that just because I want to keep seeing my same dentist. But let's look at providers real quick. I'll show you where we're looking. So here's our provider search. So we're just looking for general dentist, say 76028. We'll search for the closest 25 providers in the area there. And these are going to be like normal dentists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you have Owlsbury Dental, Burleson Modern Dentistry, Stonehaven Dental. That's Burleson Modern Dentistry again. Let's see here. Let me just do all 25 on here. Might be taking a second for it to pull up. But yeah, they've got all the big box retailers, like I said. So Aspen Dental's in here. Got a lot of people from Burleson and Modern History, I guess. Aspen Dental, Burleson Modern. So these are going to be some different clinics that we've got in the area here. Now we can search for more results too if we want to search more results. I just searched the top 25 dentists in the area. So like search top 100. Here. Okay, let's put all 100 of them on one page. So you have Doctors Berth and Stewart Orthodontics Burleson, Owlsbury Dental, you have Calm Dentistry Burleson, Dr. Sheila Berth, Monarch Dental's in here, Aspen Dental, Burleson Modern Dentistry again. So we've got quite a few, like I said, a lot of the big places, if they don't have a place they like going, like Mint Dentistry has been one of the ones, all my friends who have the dental insurance through us, they love it. They all go to Mint Dentistry, they all go to the same place here in Dallas. But it, like I said, it is a really great dental plan. It's about $60 though if we add it on. That'd be what we're looking at price-wise.
Okay.
So let me get you a quote for each one of these here. So Jody's 34. How old is Jody's wife?
32 or 33.
I'll put her as 33 to be on the safe side. It won't cost that much different between that. So we've got three kids. Now, if we're looking, did you see the original quote we had sent you?
Yes.
Of the 79, I think it was 799.
Yeah, she is 33. She's tricky because her birthday is January 1st, and it's hard to.
Okay. So let's see here. That would be really tricky. Everyone's waiting for their birthday to go by every year, and she's already had one. okay, so let's see here. So that's what we have. That's the $7.99. So if we went down to the value plan, we'd be looking at. For the value plan, give me one sec, my computer is trying to load this up for us. You're looking at 581. That'd be for the first year here. So we're looking at 581, 799 is the other one. Let me change it to the other. Let me select that. And if we went up to the top tier, something a little more expensive. We'd be looking at 1,056.
I heard you say the first year. What does that mean, the first year?
So we have our value, our plus, and our preferred plan, kind of like a bronze, silver, gold.
Right, but
so
but
if
this
we
is look, the first year.
Does no, the first tier. Sorry, first yeah. It what? Sorry, the first tier. T I E R.
Tier. Okay. Because I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
wait
yeah,
a minute. What does this mean?
Yeah. So, like on the right here on the value one unit plan, we'd be at 581. Yeah. For here, it'd be 799, and for here, we would be 1,056.
Okay.
We did everybody together.
Yeah, what is the website where you can look up doctors and dentists?
So the website address is going to be First Health LVP. It should be in that email that I sent you.
Okay.
FirstHealthLVP.com. And we can look up however many doctors we need to, hospital, doctors, whatever it may be. You can search physicians, hospitals, urgent cares, labs, all that kind of stuff, and find out what's in network, go over your zip code, all that stuff.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. How quickly were they looking to get set up with, get her set up on the plan? Just ASAP? Is that kind of what we're thinking?
Yeah, probably so.
I'm sorry, I think it cut out a little bit there.
Yes, because
okay. It's
been almost a month, and so she's...
Oh, yeah, so she definitely needs to get on something. Okay, well, in order
I mean,
to get...
she's either going to go with Cobra or she's going to...
Do you know about how much the Cobra is costing right now?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, Cobra's usually
pretty
expensive.
She hasn't done the Cobra. She's got to the end of the month to make a decision on whether she's going to do that or something else.
Okay.
And so on this, if they did it now, it wouldn't start until November 1st.
Okay. So we'll be looking probably
is
doing November
right?
1st either.
No, I'm saying, is that what it would be, November 1st, before they could get on it?
So normally we can do something as early as 7 days out.
Really?
So like, for example, if we put something in today, normally we start on the 1st of the 15th of the month. It doesn't mean that they're going to start 7 days, but I can put a request in for 7 days out if we get it in all today. That means we could do it on the 3rd at the very earliest, but I'd have to see if they're able to let us do that.
What has to be done to be able to do that?
In order for us to get it in, I just got to get a little more information. So, like, I'll get, like, names, date of birth, approximate height, weight for everyone on the plan, good address they want all the cards and everything mailed to, payment information, and then I'll ask some health questions, like no recent heart attack, stroke, cancer, no type 1 diabetes, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then we get it all submitted, and then, we get going.
Okay. I think I probably have most of the information you need. They'll just have to make a decision
Okay. Well, if you want, I can start grabbing some of the information now, and then if you want to just call me back with, you know, which level they want to do. The one thing I typically tell people when we're looking at different plans here, the reason we normally look at the plus plan is it offers enough coverage for pretty much any situation you possibly imagine, right?
Right.
The value plan is great if you're only going in for, like, doctor visits and maybe some imaging and things like outpatient stuff. Where I typically see people kind of come up short is going to be more in the major stuff like this, like hospitalization. Right. Maybe the first few days you have enough coverage, but beyond that, if they're okay with it, no problem. We'll definitely do it because it'll save them some money there.
Okay.
But the preferred plan, I'll be honest, is kind of overkill. I mean, you could definitely do it. It's just you're getting a lot of money back every time you use the insurance, from what I see.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the one thing that – so unless you go to the doctor, you get nothing back, right?
Right. And that's why we typically look at the plus plan, because if you're not going to go to the doctor frequently – the preferred plan is really going to be overkill on most options.
Well, and that's the whole thing. It's just a weird concept to me that they basically pay you to go to the doctor and you get nothing if you don't go to the doctor. It's kind of like weird.
Yeah, it's the type of plan
they're rewarding you to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I think of it more of like if I have to miss work for a day or something like that. It's great to not have to pay anything, but it's really nice to be able to get paid something on top of that, too. Like if I end up sick or in the hospital or something like that. It's almost like having to cover some of the money that I would be missing from not being able to work.
Yeah. Let me talk to him, and then I will call you back. So do you have a direct line?
Yeah, the one we're talking on right now, the 469-250-9824. That's my direct number here.
Okay.
So if you just want to talk to them, figure out what they want to do, and then just give me a call back, and you have like maybe probably about 15 minutes or so, I can grab all the information. I'll ask all the health questions for everyone, and then we'll get it going.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. No problem. Talk to you later, Brenda.
Bye.
Bye-bye.